Good afternoon, Cell Group, and welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel. I was just looking there, and it's been since the 3rd of April was the last time I sent you one of these. And in the meantime, you've been looking at and thinking about Bishop Robert Barron's exposition of the Book of the Apocalypse. And please God, you're graced now with a sense of destiny, a sense of our importance to the Lord as the Church. So God bless you as you gather together today to look at this gospel, which coincidentally is around the same sorts of themes, an end time and a beginning time as well, an end to Christ's ministry among us and a beginning of a church's mission. So we'll look at the text then, and this is of course after the resurrection, and you see how it was written that the Christ would suffer on the third day rise from the dead, and that in his name repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. So this is very like what happened on the road to Emmaus in Luke's Gospel, how it is written that the Christ would suffer, and Jesus kind of explaining himself, his mission, his work, in terms of the Bible that the Jewish people would have grown up with, the Book of Moses, the Law and the Prophets. So he is the fulfillment of the Word. He's the Word made flesh. And Jerusalem is very important in Luke's Gospel as the kind of seat, the headquarters of the growth of this mission. And it's the way he sees the church growing from the Jewish people who accepted Christ, and that they're the new Jerusalem. You had that in the Apocalypse. They're the new people of God. And Luke also recognizes the church growing through the Gentiles. Luke's gospel is a gospel of the Spirit. Of course, it's two volumes, the Acts of the Apostles, also written by Luke, full of the work of the Spirit. So it's the Spirit that drives the people from Jerusalem, the capital of the Jewish world, to Rome, the capital of the Gentile world, and from Rome to the rest of the Mediterranean, the rest of the world. So Luke reminds the people through the words of Jesus, "You are witnesses to this." Also a very, very powerful phrase, witnesses. The Greek word is martyros, so from that we get martyrs. And indeed, when Luke was writing this gospel, martyrs were beginning to be a reality, actually been put to death for their faith, persecuted for their faith. So all that there is martyrdom, but witnessing we would recognise as a call to stand up for the values of Christ, to proclaim the forgiveness of sins, the joyful good news, and there's no point in looking back. It's worth looking at that wee phrase in the text, repentance for the forgiveness of sins. It's almost like repentance towards accepting the forgiveness, changing your mindset, changing your attitude from being maybe ashamed of the past or regretful for the past to really trusting in the forgiveness that Jesus brings us. So it's repentance to the forgiveness of sins, maybe would be a better translation. So all this happens in Jerusalem. And now I'm sending down what the Father promised, is the Holy Spirit, of course. Stay in the city until you're clothed with power from on high. So that's the command. We have to wait. We have to wait for the gift of the Spirit, with wait for God's time. And of course, this clothing with power from on high is the event of Pentecost. Then he took them out as far as the outskirts of Bethany, Bethany is south of Jerusalem, not very far, maybe 3 or 4 miles. And that was where Jesus began his triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. That was where Lazarus was. That was where Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth in Bethany. But the point with Jesus is that he began his triumphant entry into Jerusalem to begin his work of Holy Week. And now he knows that the church is going to move in from Bethany. So he ascends from where he started this big week of Holy Week. So now, as he blessed them, he withdrew from them and was carried up to heaven. That's the event of the ascension. And a bit like Ezekiel, is it, who was taken up into heaven and left his blessing with the people. They worshipped him and then went back to Jerusalem full of joy. So they themselves almost begin a Holy Week. They go back into Jerusalem doing what Jesus had asked them to do, to wait here to be clothed with power from on high. So they go back into Jerusalem full of joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. Linking up again the Jewish tradition with the fulfillment in Christianity. The Messiah has come. They're full of joy. And they're celebrating with that joy their own traditions, their own prayers in the temple. So some wee things to share. Jesus told the apostles to wait patiently for a moment of grace. What have been your experiences of waiting for a moment of grace? What are the moments of grace that you particularly recall? Maybe a friendship or a new opportunity, a birth of a baby. And something else maybe to share. The ascension of Jesus was an important growth point for the disciples. Jesus would be with them in a different way from now on. Somebody said he leaves them, but he doesn't leave them alone. So painful though it was necessary for them to let go of his physical presence and adjust to a new reality. Perhaps you've known similar transition points in your own life. So God bless you as you gather together, share this section of Luke's Gospel. Let us pray. God of majesty, you led the Messiah through suffering into risen life and took him up to the glory of heaven. Clothe us with the power promised from on high and send us forth to the ends of the earth as heralds of repentance and witnesses of Jesus Christ, firstborn from the dead, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. And God bless your work.